I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Hi, everyone. Today is a very special edition of Daytime After Dark in the Morning. Today we are going to be talking to Michael O'Leary, Guiding Light, Dr. Rick Bell. And also we will be talking to Meg Kelly, the creator of Michael's new game show. We'll be talking to us about it too. So let's bring Michael on. Hey, Michael.
Carly, I think you have me. This is Meg. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I know Michael's calling in, but anyway, we can get started. Is there Michael?
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Yeah, hi.
Carly, I just wanted to correct. I'm not the creator of Michael's game show. That's my partner, Joseph Craig.
Okay. Yeah. So, how did you guys both get together and create this new game show, and what will it be called, and when will it be airing?
Well, Michael and I met about 3 years ago. Someone introduced us to each other. He had a script that he was looking for some advice on, so that's how we met, and we just started talking about this awesome daytime audience, and that everything just sort of evolved out of there. And then about a year ago, Joseph Craig joined our team, and he created the game show. So the network is called Sudsville TV, and people can sign in for it at sudsvilletv.com. And then they can go on the Facebook page. And we're just doing this. We're doing our soft launch now for October. We'll be launching the first of the four shows. We'll be programmed like a network, and the programming is up on the Sunstone Facebook page. We put a link to the Michael Fairman article about it, and there's also, a Soaps in Depth article about it. So Joseph, he has a deep marketing background from Nielsen. He's a movie producer and a Tony Award-winning Broadway producer, and he came up with this concept. So Michael's show will be one of the first shows that we launch in October.
Yeah, and Michael, I always thought you were the game show host. This is fitting for you, and...
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I got my start. I was an usher on The Price is Right.
Yes.
Way back in the day. So I used to watch Bob Barker do his magic every day. So this is
The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome. I just think it's awesome that, another game show is coming, because I love game shows. I love them.
Great.
Yeah, so how will this game show be like different game shows?
It's definitely different. Michael, but you may want to talk about that. I'll just say it's sort of like if you had a game show and, Christopher Guest, the Waiting for Guffman director,
right.
Sort of like a game show meets a Christopher Guest improv. So it's a mixture of Michael being who Michael is, and he's surrounded with a fictional storyline and fictional characters, which he may want to talk more about. But it is a real game show with cash prizes. The winner wins a cash prize and dinner on the set with Michael and Billy O'Leary, which is one of the characters. That's all I'm going to add.
That is an awesome complex. That's really cool.
Well, you love the idea, right, Michael? Because Michael has an improv background as well.
Yeah, I studied. I was with the Groundlings back in the day, And so my background as an actor was really with improv and comedy. And so this is, I can't tell you how excited I am about this. And Joseph Gregg's, his idea, when I spoke to him on the phone, I just never stopped laughing because his sense of humor is so much like mine. And so as Meg said, it'll be a real game show. But surrounding Michael will be all of these people that's part of Michael's life, real, you know, actors playing certain roles, from Michael's father to Michael's ex-girlfriend and some really talented, hysterical people will be a part of this. So it is truly, and I'm a huge Christopher Guest fan. I love The Mighty Wind, The Best in Show, and The Office. I like that kind of humor. So it'll be an actual game show, but there's going to be a twist to it. So I haven't seen anything like this before. So
no.
I think the audience is going to be very entertained.
Yeah, it seems like a really entertaining kind of different game show, which I think a lot of people want now.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. That's what Meg and I, you know, we want people to come in and watch these shows and be entertained and laugh. And we have a very high respect for our daytime audience. So most of our daytime audience, getting back to the game show for a second, they're going to like this because they're going to know how many wives that Rick was married to. They're going to know how many Springfields there are in the United States. 50, by the way. There's a Springfield in every... You know, or Sudsville, for example, they're going to know daytime trivia, and so we think this is I think Joseph, I have to give all credit to Joseph because he came up with this idea. I think it's something that's going to strike a tone with our audience.
I was just going to say,
you know,
we think this is such an awesome audience, the daytime audience, and. They've been really overlooked and underappreciated by networks.
Yep,
and they're, and you know, my experience, every time I've met somebody that, you know, loves the daytime, that is a daytime fan, they've been an immensely likable person. They've been funny, they just love the show, and you know, and they're smart, and they're funny, and they're into it. So we thought one of the opportunities here with creating this network was to give, you know, character-driven drama, absolutely, but also to have stories around in all of our shows, to weave stories through it, like even in a game show, and, you know, that it can be fun, and it can be funny, because, you know, our experience, and this is not just my experience and Michael's experience, but, you know, the experience of, you know, a lot of our colleagues has been, you know, these fans are fun. They're fun. Like, they'll get it. They'll be into it. And they love to laugh. And, you know, I think that we're just really excited. I'm not going to say anybody is underestimated, but we're really excited to embrace this audience and to bring them original content and just have a blast with them and give them great entertainment and great stories.
Michael, will any of you guiding light co-stars be maybe coming in for appearances like Grant Alexander, which I think would be funny to see that. Will the daytime audience get to see that?
Well, we're working on some casting decisions. Actually, Meg is working with it, and you know, there'll be some, you know, yet to be announced. You can rest assured that there'll be some familiar faces.
Yeah, awesome. We've got some great, great people coming.
Yeah.
In year-rounders and in the ancillary shows.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is going to be like a, you know, home run for you guys because, you know, people love the daytime format, and people love game shows. So putting, you know, two and two together, you cannot lose.
Well, we love your support, Carly. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, Well, Michael knows how much I love him and how much I missed him on daytime and how much I've been telling Michael to get back on daytime. So this is the best next thing for his audience to see him, you know, hosting a game show. I mean, this is, you know, the next best thing for the audience, you know, to see.
Well,
yeah,
Go ahead, Meg.
Well, I just said, you know, as our kind of plan with this network, Carly, is that it's almost like we're building a rep company of actors. And, you know, so you might see Michael in this game show this season, and then in, you know, the next dramatic series. You know what I'm saying? So we're building a rep company of actors that we can use in all kinds of roles and in all kinds of ways, because, you know, one of the things I learned writing for daytime is that when you get a good daytime actor or you get a good daytime writer or a good daytime producer, you really have something special, because
mm-hmm.
the demands are so crazy. And so the skill sets, you know, you have somebody with talent and then they get a skill set for daytime. You can do that kind of a thing where you can do a lot of stuff and have them in a range and a variation of roles.
Exactly. And Meg, for you,
yes.
a bit, for the audience doesn't know you well, but I want them to get to know you. You were the head of writer at Days and As the World Turns.
No, I was a script writer at As the World Turns, and I was the co-head writer at Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay, well.
So, you know, the writer Hogan Scheffer. Hogan and I we worked off and on over the years on a lot of projects, teamed up on things together. And we did Days together. He was the head writer, and I was the co-head.
So what was your favorite things to do with Days of Our Life and As the World Turns?
Well, with As the World Turns, it was a little different. I had come from being an actress. I started acting professionally, I guess, when I was about 11 years old, and worked in New York all through my 20s and had a lot of fun doing off-Broadway and Broadway show. And then when I wanted to be a writer, I went into screenplays, originally screenplay writing, and got off to a nice start with that, had a couple of children, and then I wanted to be at home with them, so I went into daytime, and I think my favorite thing with Days was we did story a little differently. We told it in 13-week arcs as if it was a screenplay. Hogan had also come from he was a really good script doctor on screenplays out in L.A., and which is where we met, and so we would break down the stories into 13-week story arcs, which is what the telenovelas do. And that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to use screenplay structure. And it's something, having done it there, that we're actually going to be doing here. So like the tentpole dramatic series in December, the year-rounders, is 40 episodes. It has a beginning, middle, and end. The first season, each season will be 10 episodes. And it's dramatic, and it's a soap. It's these families and all this drama happening as a result of these families' interactions and stuff like that. But it's told with the beginning, middle, and end, and with the structure of a screenplay, with the kind of obstacles and reversals, and which we think tells a really compelling story. And it certainly did well at Days. The audience seemed to really like the pace of the story. It's a much faster pace to tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And but you still get to be, you know, what is a soap opera? A soap opera is basically a drama about people's lives and told from a family's point of view, right? It's, you've got your set families in every soap. And so we're sticking to all that kind of storytelling that we love about daytime, but we are telling it with the beginning, middle, and end, and a quicker pace.
I think this is a great idea, and, you know, I think you guys are going to do it better than the pasta puck fiasco with all my children and my life to this fiasco. I think you guys have a way better concept, and, you know, people cannot wait to watch this game show because, you know, it's about time that there's a game show and daytime combined, and people have been missing out for so many years. And, yeah, people love Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune and all this, but it's different, and people need to see it different. I know it will be on the net. Oh, okay, will it be on the net or TV? Or both?
We're going to be on a platform, and you'll be able to watch it on your TV in the same way you can stream it. The way you can stream something through Apple TV.
Okay.
Roku, and then it's also device agnostic, so you'll be able to watch it on your phone, your laptop, your computer, also your tablet, anything like that.
See, this is a really good way to do it. And so when do you start? Is there a date you guys start?
Well, we're fortunate enough to, be the content providers for a platform company, a tech company that is building a platform. The platform will be ready sometime in October. So that we are working off of when the delivery system is ready. So we are looking.
Well, yeah, and when you have Joseph Craig, this renowned Broadway producer, getting involved too.
Yeah.
Yep. Is this going to be really good? And, Michael, I agree with people that you do look a little like Tom Hanks. Did anyone ever tell you that?
Think Tom Hanks, Carly, I think Tom Hanks looks a little like Michael.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Meg.
You're welcome.
I'm getting Ray Liotta occasionally now, too, so it's sort of, I'm getting Ray Liotta and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Have you ever, people came up to you, asked you if you were Ray, and have you ever signed for him?
Have
you
I ever
could,
what?
Really? Like, sign an autograph saying you were Ray Liotta. I think that would be so funny.
Yeah, it is kind of a funny twist. Maybe we might want to put it in our script, you know?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's kind of a funny little thing, actually.
Yeah,
I had somebody come up to me at a grocery store and just go on and on about how much they loved me in Goodfellas. And I had to break the news to them. I was on Guiding Light. And they said, what is that, a religious show? And I said, no, it's a soap opera.
They didn't know what Guiding Light was?
Excuse me?
Bad people.
Oh, everybody, I can't go anywhere. Everybody loves this show. I'm in suburban New Jersey, and people come up to me all the time and say how much they miss Guiding Light and how much they want this genre to be a part of their lives. And so they're very encouraged by what we're doing.
Well, good. Game shows last, like 13 weeks, so will we see every day episode, or will it be every week?
The programming is posted, and I'm off the top of my head, I don't remember, Michael, it'll be every week, programming. You remember when CW started, Carly?
Yes.
And they did four nights a week? We're using that model, so we will have a morning show every day of the week, 3 days a week. It will be AM Sudsville, which will be this talk show about everything, daytime and nighttime soaps and what's most current. And then we will have a Tuesday, Thursday interview show, just one-on-one with daytime actors, daytime writers, nighttime soap actors. And then in the evening, we have an 8 p.m. and an 8:30 slot. So these are each a half an hour. And, Michael, do you remember the slot for yours?
I thought it was it was like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but I can't say for sure. But I thought it was in the evening. It was 8 o'clock, but I can't be sure.
Right, but not three times a week.
Yeah.
See, and that's a really cool concept. I mean, as much as people want to see Michael 7 days a week, I think poor Michael would be tired. Even though it would be really, really, cool to see a game show on 7 days a week. Because when I watch The Price is Right, I get sad on Friday. Because it's going to go away for the weekend. And right now, it's on next week it's on me one. Do you guys have time for a call?
I'm sorry, for what?
For a phone call.
A phone call. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. First of all, Michael, I wanted to say I enjoyed you on Dying Light. I was just sad that it had to end. Like I was telling Emmy Ryan when she first joined Young and the Restless, I almost cried during the last episode. Because the funny thing was, I was listening to Back in the Highlights by Steve Winwood while watching it at the same time, and I thought, this is the way it's going to end. So I'm just glad that you got something new. Now, I want to ask Meg a couple of questions. Is it okay? Are you there, Meg?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to clarify, because it is Michael's show. Michael's Amazing Soap Trivia Challenge is going to be on Monday evenings at 8 p.m.
Okay.
It's beginning December. Yes, I am here.
Hi. All right. Well, I just want to know, with this new network coming up and with the new game show coming up and stuff like that, will there be any way for people that are unable to watch on the Internet where they can watch reruns on GSN or one of the other networks, just like what they did with the All My Children and One Life to Live Hulu versions on OWN? Will there be any way for cable availability for that?
Well, we won't really be doing Hulu probably because we have our own platform, and so Hulu is a platform for a lot of content, right? And so I think sort of the cycle we look at is that after ours has a first run, then there might be a life, on cable or something like that. We are, that is included in our plan. But it wouldn't be immediate. It wouldn't be like that first season. You wouldn't be able to see it on Sudsville TV and see it on cable.
Okay. And I just wanted to also say, I just hope this new talk show, because this is a good way to counteract the morning news shows or Michael and Kelly or The View or whatever, and this would be a good way to counter them. And I think this is a great competition right here. And I just hope, as long as the topics doesn't get too great, just like some of these other talk shows I have seen, like Springer or Maury or Wilcox, then I think you guys got the show. I know that you're going to be talking mostly soaps, but it's going to be interesting.
I'll tell you something. What I'm so excited about is I've always loved my fans. I am so appreciative of the life they've given me for 25 years that when this idea was proposed to me, I was so excited because, I've always felt like all the folks out there, which I consider part of my family, gave me this great job. And everybody throughout the years has always been so supportive. To this day, even on my Facebook page, I got 5,000 fans out there who, even after 5 or 6 years since the show has gone away, are constantly contacting me. What are you doing? What's going on? They're so supportive. So, to get a chance to have fans on this game show and win real money, by the way, get a chance to be a part of their lives, talk to them. I mean, the setup for this is going to be hysterical.
It's going to be a lot of fun, you guys.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And this young lady who they're bringing on we're still talking to her right now to play my wife is hysterical. So you will not be disappointed.
Okay, I look forward to seeing that. And is there a link or a way to see it, because I'm on the computer all the time?
Yes, you'll be able to stream it on, any device. And you can watch it on your TV, just streaming it on your TV.
Right, but I don't have an Apple TV or anything like that. And the And I'm just wondering, would you have this, like, available for Netflix or anything like that?
Well, I mean, if you think of us as our own Netflix, like, you'll be able to watch it on your computer or watch it on your phone or on your tablet just by going to Sudsville TV.
Okay. All right.
Okay? So, we'll have a little icon, you know, that you click on, sort of.
All right. Well, that's great. And once again, Mike, I want to say I really miss Guiding Light, because when you looked at the soap that basically my mom and my grandparents grew up watching, All My Children, One Life to Live, Guiding Light, and As the World Turns, they're no longer on, and General Hospital are the only two that are still on, and unless something happens to Days that they ended after 2016, which I hope not, then the only soap that's going to be around that basically been around for a long time is General Hospital and Young and the Restless. So I just feel like I felt a little bit bad that all these soaps got canceled all of a sudden to make way for talk shows and game shows and so on.
Well, I just want to, you know, for our audience out there, you know, the interesting thing about soaps is that, you know, when Guiding Light went away, we had the same ratings that Mad Men did on cable. So, you know, the ratings, the audience is there. We still believe it's there. And just the economics have got to change. And so you just have to adjust to that. And that's exactly what Joseph and Meg are doing right now.
Right.
And bringing good stories that make sense to an audience who want to see their faves on. And I'm going to put a plug in for Meg's script for Year Rounders. It's extraordinary. And you'll start to hear actors who are coming on board talking about it. And so, you know, we're all very excited about this script because it's one of the best I've seen and read. And, you know, we're going to have, you know, there's going to be a very exciting cast connected to it. So.
Right. And I already know, having followed what Carly put out and what one of the stars, Alyssa Mensu, who was on the show about 2 months ago, Carly, she put out a sequence of one of the cast members, and I look forward to maybe checking it out just for her and just getting feedback from her Twitter account and from you all page as well. So
yeah.
I look forward. But that's all, and I just wanted to say I hope you two have a great day. And Carly, I look forward to talking to you again on Friday.
Okay. Bye, Bobby. Have a great day.
Okay.
And Carly, we just want to thank you for, you've been very generous with your time. Thank you. We really appreciate this, and thanks so much for the interview.
Yeah, and Michael, before you guys go, I had Robert Newman on last night, and he told me to tell you hi, and he told a really good story about you on air. So if you want to go back and listen to it, it's posted last night. But, you know, we miss seeing you two act on if you guys ever did a little show together or a little gang wheel, people would jump on board for that.
Well, thank you. And again, you know, thanks for the opportunity. And I, you know, just go to our site. It's Sudsville TV. You know, you hit a like there, and we appreciate everybody's support.
Oh, yeah, and we will. And you guys have a great day. And when it totally launches, you guys are so welcome to come back, because we really want to support this, you know, this show for you, Michael, and also for you, Meg.
Thank you so much, Carly.
Okay, have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, Carly.
Okay.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
Okay, you guys. That was Meg. It was Meg and Michael O'Leary. It was Meg. What's her name? I want to get her name right so people will know. Let me see, it was Meg, it's Meg, hold on, I'm seeing her last name, because I don't want to mess anyone up. And today, don't miss Days of Our Life. Don't miss Zeno Hospital. Don't miss Y&L. Don't miss B&B. Especially Days of Our Life. It got very interesting yesterday. And, you know, don't miss the soaps, because it's really getting good right now. And let's see. Oh, Mae Kelly. Her name is Mae Kelly. So, everyone, thanks for calling in. We will be back on the show on Friday night with Soap Sad, a game. No, fun stuff. Okay, have a great day, you guys, and I'm going to play a little song before I get out. This is Mr. Luke Bryan.
Don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. The radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hold of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips. Get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing.
See you back on the air on Friday at 7 p.m. West Coast time. Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Carly from Daytime After Dark signing off.